Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Huryas Yudalit, Huryas 14a, pagination is 27, the final section of the Masechta, starting from the first wide line. Omer Rabbi Yochanan said, Peliga bar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel v'Rabbanon. There was an argument between Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and the Rabbanon. Some say that the quality of Sinai is more important. And one said that the one who can move mountains is greater. What are we talking about? Two different types of learning, or perhaps not even about learning, but it's where they're gifted, where their quality and strength lies. One approach of the approach of Sinai means that the person is very big into tradition. In the words of Rashi, Shoshana Mishna Ubraisa Sidurim Lo Kinesinasan Mihar Sinai. The one that learnt the Mishnayis and the Braises and everything is organized, the way it was given from Sinai, totally methodical. And he knows exactly where everything goes, logically, and he's good. The other approach is Oker Harim, says Rashi. The Harif Mefulpal B'Torah, he's able to be extremely sharp and logical in processing the traditions and comparing things, asking questions, giving answers, etc. Now, obviously, we would love that everyone should have both of these qualities. They should have Sinai and they should have Oker Harim. And perhaps, if we wanted to get the best of both worlds, we would put two people together as Chavrusas. One has all the material and one has a great processing speed. And between the two of them, we're going to get a really good result if they could work together. The Gemara tells us Rav Yosef Sinai. Rav Yosef's quality was that he was a Sinai. He was like an encyclopedia. Rabba Oker Harim. Rabba was of tremendous logic. He could move mountains. Shalchu L'Taman. So they sent a message when they needed a new Rosh Hashiva. Eze Mehem Kodem. Who should we give priority to? Shalchu L'Hu. They sent message back. Sinai Adif. The person who's full of tradition, the Sinai person, he's better. The Omar Mar, as the expression goes, Hakol Tzrichim Lemare Chitya. Everybody needs the owner of the wheat, the raw material that everybody needs, and beyond that, you'll work out the logic. Vafilu Hachi, nevertheless, Lokibo Rav Yosef Alei, Rav Yosef did not accept the position, even though his approach was just endorsed. And therefore, Molach Rabba Esrin V'Tartin Shinit. Rabba became the king, so to speak, the Rosh Hashiva, the leader for 22 years. V'hodo Molach Rav Yosef, and later Rav Yosef took the position. V'chol Shnei de Molach Rabba, all the years that Rabba was the leader, Rav Yosef Afilu Umne Levesa Lo Cholif, Rav Yosef did not even get house calls to his house of the medicine man, the doctor. He didn't do it as a house call visit. Instead, he went to Rabba, and over there he got service together with Rabba. The Rashi says it's talking about bloodletting, because he didn't want to have the distinction and be treated uniquely as if he was a person who held a great position. He let Rabba have that prestige. So that is the opening of this final piece of Gemara in the Masechta, regarding which quality is greater, because we have many different qualities that make up the composite picture of Torah scholarship. The Gemara continues, Abaya, V'Rava, V'Rabzera, V'Rava Barmasna. These four sages, Havu Yasvi, they were sitting together, V'Avetzrichi Reisha, they needed a leader. Someone has to be the moderator, someone has to give the shir, Someone has to be in charge. Amri, they said, Kol da'oma milsa v'lo mifrach lahavereisha. Whoever can say something and it doesn't get questioned. Presumably it does get questioned, but he has the answers. So then he's going to be the leader. And presumably this wasn't just a lottery type of thing, just making a condition. Presumably the logic goes that whoever can give a shiur that's respectable, that stands even after analysis, so he deserves to be the leader. Dekulu Ifrich, all the other rabbis had questions that were posed that uprooted whatever novel idea they proposed. De Abaya lo Ifrich, but Abaya's shiur was not upgeschlugged, wasn't questioned to the point that there were no answers, and therefore Abaya's stood, and therefore he became the leader of the group. So the Gemara says, Chazye Rabba la Abaye de Gavaresha. Rabba saw that Abaye was raised to be a leader. And if we read it as such, then we're talking about Rabba, the Rebbe of Abaye and Rava. Abaye, in fact, was a Yosom, was an orphan, and Rabba adopted him. And Rabba is his Rebbe. And again, if we use the word Rabba, then we're talking about his Rebbe, noticing that in the group of the next generation, Abaye had been endorsed to be the leader. Amalei, and he said to him, Nachmeini, which is apparently Abaye's other name, either a nickname or something, we'll see in a moment. Nachmeini, Pesach ve'ema, open up and say what you have to say. Now, if you look at the Masuras HaShas, Dalid, B'defus Yashan Rava, there's a different edition that instead of the word Rabba being in our Gemara, it's Rava who's talking, Rava the colleague of Abaye, also a student of Rabba, and the person who's talking is Rava. In any case, what is this that Abaye is the one chosen, and we thought that was his name, and suddenly he says to him, Nachmeini, is that also his name? What's that? So, very helpful over here is the Tosfos HaRosh, who tells us that Abaye Nachmeini Shemo, Abaye's real name was Nachmeini. But Rabba's father's name was also Nachmeini. And therefore, Rabba would call Abaye not by his real name, Nachmeini, but rather, probably fondly, Abaye, meaning my father's name. The same name as my father, that's the name you have. Probably fondly, the way a person might name a child after their father, whether their father is living, which is the custom among Sephardic Jews, or it's the father has already passed on, which is the custom among Ashkenazic Jews. But he used to call him Abaye because his name was Nachmeini, which is the same name as Av, father, my father's name. Another approach is that indeed his name was Nachmeini, but Abaye was a universal name given to Yesomim, to orphans, based on the pasuk in Hosea Yudalid, chapter 14, verse 4, Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom. Through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the orphan shall find mercy, because it was a very scary thing. An orphan didn't have a parent to fend for them. What's going to be? So Hashem is the Avi Yesomim, is the father of all orphans, and they called the orphan by the name of this pasuk, the acronym Aleph Beis Yud Yud Asher Becha Yerucham Yasom. Let's move on to the last phrase of the Masechta. Iboi Luhu, they asked the following question. Rab Zeira v'Rabba Barav Masna Haiminayu Odif. When you have Rab Zeira and Rabba Bar Masna, who each had their own distinctive qualities, who's greater? And the Gemara explains, Rab Zeira Charif U'Makshe. Rab Zeira was sharp, he had real good questions. V'Rabba Bar Rav Masna Masna U'Masik. Rabba Bar Rav Masna was slow, presumably what we call methodical, and he reached a final conclusion that was solid. Mai, what's the halacha? Who do you give priority to? Teiku, the Gemara ends with let the question stand, which may also be an attitude, not just we don't have a resolution, that may be the answer. The Gemara said, you know, that's a question that we should just leave stand. They both bring so much to the table. One through powerful logic, the other through a lot of hard work. And Teiku, let it stand. Let them complement each other. And so our Gemara just outlined four different great qualities in leadership. Sinai, the person who's full of tradition, a go-to person. Oker Harim, the person who's enormously powerful in logic and comparison. We have the quality of Abaye to be able to give a solid shear, that there's nothing that was untouched and unprepared, so that there were no questions by the time he was done. And we have a repetition of the quality Charif U'Makshe, presumably that's similar to Oker Harim. He's got good questions, sheer logic, but we also have a quality of Masun U'Masik, the ability to really work at it and methodically work it through so that you reach a powerful and solid, reliable conclusion. Hadrun Alach Meseches Huryas, we daven for the opportunity to learn the Masechta in the future more thoroughly. Yoshe Koach, thank you for joining.